Welcome to Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program.
And I was extremely happy to have that help and to, you know, for the involvement there of getting rid of those cottages with the asbestos roof. It was a great relief to me that project was done and completed.
Chair of the Board of Technical Committee at Glenmuir, Tim Lancaster. He is one of several persons expressing happiness following the removal of asbestos material from the roof of buildings at Glenmuir High School in Clarendon.
The houses that had the asbestos roof were in fact condemned as residences. They were old and dilapidated, and therefore for any development or clearing of that land to take place, it was necessary to demolish those houses and get rid of them. You're aware of all the risks and dangers of asbestos. And I was not prepared to just go about it in a normal way, which, you know, you just get a guy to lick down the house and upload it into a truck and take it away, you know, because of the risks of asbestos. So, you know, it required some specialist.
Chair of the Board of Technical Committee at Glenmuir, Tim Lancaster. The initiative carried out under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, also included the clearing of debris from areas surrounding the school.
Glenmuir High School, they have land across the road. 7.28 acres of land. They had four modular structures on the land. We cleared the land of all the modular structures and cleared the site. Just general site clean of trees, shrubs, grasses, and all those things.
Project Implementation Officer at the Housing Agency of Jamaica, Hugh Reed. He says before the project was carried out to clear the land, students were affected by unscrupulous persons who used the bushes as hiding place to carry out unlawful activities.
Students usually walk along the roadway there, but you have persons, they were in the bushes hiding. I mean, they were holding up students, not only students, but people who would traverse that area there. So there was a need for that site to be cleared of all the bushes and all those things. Now that the project is completed, the area is clear. No one can hide over there again to carry out unlawful activities.
Project Implementation Officer at the Housing Agency of Jamaica, Hugh Reed. The project started in November 2013 and was completed that same month. Over $400,000 was spent to execute the project. Everybody must work. JEEP is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, is now in its third phase, and already over 40,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. Phase 2 of JEEP, which saw approximately 20,000 persons being employed, started July 1, 2012 and ended June 30, 2013. Phase 3 started July 1, 2013 and will end March 31, 2014. That's it for today's edition of JEEP in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.